It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, you should know during this hour, we are going to do our best to take as many calls as possible because we need two new members of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We also just had Kenny from the Northeast stop in, try to get in person.
Yes.
Which I think gives him, we should give him credit.
Yeah, he calls me Ripper.
Ripper, why?
Because Jack the Ripper.
Oh, not a bad nickname.
Not a bad nickname.
Not doesn't fit you, aside
well,
from the
during
Jack
Eagle
part?
Season, it does.
Oh, that's fair. Yes. That's fair. All right. So I mentioned, huge announcement for WIP, but we are doing it within the Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
All right. We will do this big announcement within the Mount Rush 4. So today's Mount Rush 4, guys, is the Mount Rush 4 of jobs at WIP that I do not want.
That's a big announcement.
Yeah. So it'll be within this. So here is the Mount Rush 4 of jobs at WIP that I don't want. First and most obviously, program director. No
sure?
desire.
You sure about that?
Done. Every day, I see Rod walk through the hallways, putting his hand through his hair, sighing, looking at having to deal with us maniacs. I truly don't know how I did it, as long as I did.
Right.
But if there is a first face on the Mount Rushmore of things that I do not want to do at WIP, it's be program director.
Okay.
Well,
so much email, guys.
It's so much email.
There are so many emails.
And the problem with Rod is, like, every time you see him, right on the phone.
Yes.
Like, always talking on the phone.
Has a Zoom he's got to get on.
Oh, my God. Meetings?
Yeah. Do you know how many Zooms I've done since I've been afternoon
show?
Zero. Not one.
Yeah.
I used to have to do, like, 10 a week.
Being a program director sounds horrible.
Horrible job. Yeah. Horrible job. Being an afternoon show host, way better. Okay.
Which one pays better?
Actually, well, I could tell you off air, but I
didn't know if you wanted to go there. Okay, move on.
Yeah, trust me, it didn't go in the direction that you usually want to go in your career. It went the opposite direction.
But
I am much happier.
That's right.
Yes.
Money, hey, you know what they say, Spike? Money can't buy happiness.
Can't buy happiness. Yeah. You know what can buy happiness? No emails. I think of every email and whatever. Yes. Mm. Program director, first job.
You know what they say, Jack?
What?
I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether or not
money can buy happiness.
Money can buy happiness.
That's actually a good point.
Put it this way. They weren't paying me enough on either job to just make me happy on the money. So I'm much happier now. All right. Second job. I would not want to do as part of the Mount Rush 4 of jobs that I wouldn't want to do at WIP. Jack's job. I would not want to be my own producer.
Well, no, it's not that bad.
Oh, I feel like a nightmare.
Oh, no. This isn't bad at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can only build
these. You're dealing with callers. And
yeah, yeah.
This is, believe me.
Oh, really?
There's awesome. There's okay. No complaining.
You need more work to do. Huh?
Yeah, well, now I know I can be a little harder.
Yes.
Yeah. See, again, and this is why I think you're always managing.
Yeah.
And you're, this is not, see, I should have said this, you're a devil.
I wanted to see how much leeway I could have.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
All right. Third job on the Mount Rushmore of jobs that I do not want at WIP is to be an engineer.
That job seems impossible.
The only time our poor engineers, whether it is Dave or Andrew or Austin or Chris, whoever it is, the only time I ever go over and talk to them.
And the guy that makes the bird noises.
The guy that makes the bird noises. Yeah, he's a weirdo, that guy,
Chris.
But yeah.
Not Chris.
Yeah, there's a different guy.
Yeah.
I only come up to them when there's something wrong.
Yes.
I'm always pissed off. You know, it's like, there's something wrong with the phones. My mic thing doesn't work.
It's never like, hey, good to see you.
Never.
We don't even say that to them. We just say, get to work.
Well, hold on. You guys don't
just
say
kidding.
That.
No, they're always very nice.
I say hi.
We're just trying to paint the picture. The other bad part about their job is that they have to be awake at a moment's notice. Like, the phones could go out overnight, and they got to be at the studio at 3 a.m.
Now, by the way, that's also a program director thing. What you remember Ben Hill.
What are you going to do?
Ben Hill, our chief engineer.
He's on call, people.
Yes. When my When my phone rang at 4:10 in the morning and it was Ben Hill, I was like, oh, no.
You thought it was Darth Vader, didn't you? And then a deep voice came on.
I was like, there's no way Ben is calling me at 4 in the morning for something good. You know, it's only something bad when your phone rings.
But think about it this way, too, with an engineer. When the station's off the air, where sometimes it is, like, well, it's good. Like, they're the ones that have to
fix it. Too much pressure.
Yeah, it's
too
awful.
Much pressure. All right. And now, this will lead into our big announcement. The fourth job I would not want at WIP is to be the lead host on the Eagles pregame show. Absolutely, positively not.
Why not? Mm.
Too many mouths to feed. It's like
not enough you?
Yeah, well, it's like Kellen Moore, Jalen Hurts at this point. They got all these stars all over the place. They got to keep them all happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm AJ, just so everybody knows.
You are AJ.
The diva receiver.
So the big announcement is not that I don't want to do the job. I was never even offered the job, to be quite honest with you. The new host of the WIP Philadelphia Eagles Radio Network pregame show is Joe Giglio, who is on the line with us right now. Congrats, Joe.
Thank you. I'm not sure what the bigger deal is, that I made it onto the Mount Rushmore some way, or that I'm hosting the pregame show. I'm not sure here.
They're both big.
Congratulations, brother. Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
Well, I'm excited, but now I'm feeling the pressure. With all the best to see, and I got a tease over here with Ike that I got to see up every week. A little pressure.
Yeah. I will say I have developed a little bit of diva behavior over my years. I have. Just respect the diva-ness.
Right, like when he gets going, Joe, and it's like, sometimes there's him versus the camera. You know, the camera tries to think he's like a football guy, which is not.
Right.
Like sometimes you just gotta get out of the way. You know, and I know that you have your points, Joe, that you want to get to, but sometimes you gotta let them cook.
Yeah, are you ready to let everyone else cook?
So what you're saying is I need to be more of a game manager for this thing to win?
Yes.
I'm a playmaker, more of a game manager. I'll do whatever it takes for us to win each week. That's what I'll do.
Good.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, Joe G. We're going to have a ton of fun. It's a very exciting show. You got your co-host returning again this year. Hugh Douglas, he'll be there.
Oh, wow.
Elliot is still a know-it-all. Only thing is he thinks he knows even more on game day because I think he's empowered by his outfit that he has on that day.
He does dress nice.
He does come sharp to the pregame show.
And he's been a little too much for me, a little too much there in base coverage. No.
He's turning more into a football guy.
Don't bring me the X's and O's. Give me the Jimmys and the Joes.
It's the NovaCare worm talking.
Yeah. It's like they do with Howard. They have Howard breaking down tape. Yeah, my ass.
That's another one you got to control.
Yep, he's there too.
Yep.
So
there's a lot of egos. I mean, I've listened enough over the years that I get a sense of it. But no, I'm very excited. We start tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock.
That's right.
It's a preseason for us, too.
Well, Joe, are you prepared to lead, you know, loud Eagles chants? I've never thought of you as a screamer or a bass in the voice kind of guy.
Well, he is the L in our Eagles.
Yeah,
well,
I can't do the L. Just keep me off the L. I'll start the E, and then we'll go from there.
Hey! G-E-S. Yeah. That's a Giglio chant.
Well, Joe, we are all excited that you're going to be doing it. Now, wow. Is that Buzz?
Hold on, Buzz.
Get Buzz out of here.
That was a dynamite drop.
See, that's kind of what Jack was saying. You give him a little bit of – or was that you, Spike, that said that you give him
a little
bit of –
No, you give him a little rope. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, but you do, you know, I'll say this again, Joe, a lot of mouths to feed. We all know what the primary mouth is that you got to feed the most, but a lot of mouths to feed on that show. So you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I know. We'll start tomorrow. I'll start figuring out the how we're going to do this. I mean, Ike is obviously our number one. We'll figure out who the two is. I think Kelly thinks he's the number two, but we'll find out as time goes on.
You work with an Eagles Hall of Famer every day.
I know, but he doesn't. He's easy. He doesn't have the ego that Elliot has.
Me and Elliot actually have the egos that need to be massaged a little bit.
So I got.
I'm already ready to argue about Cooper DeJean tomorrow, Joe G. Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean's my guy. I can't wait to see him play tomorrow. Let's go.
So I got two questions, Joe. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, my biggest fear with you doing the pregame show. Does Joe Giglio have a big game voice? Like, when it's a big game, and you're preseason, that's Giglio. You know, that's perfect.
Wow.
But I'm saying,
like, this guy talk to you
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying, wait,
this
it's Eagles,
was your producer,
it's
Joe.
It's Eagles Cowboys late season. Does Joe Giglio have a big game voice?
I can't believe the third mic, you're letting the third mic talk to you like that.
Well, how quickly Jack forgets. I just want to remember here, when the Phillies fell out in the NLCS, I think you were doing the pre- and post-game shows, right? And when I was on as the big game voice leading into the NLCS and then the World Series, they made it to the World Series 2 years ago. I think that was still me on Final Out. I was down in Houston for game one doing leading off, and then they won that game in extra innings. I think the big game voice will be there just like it was with Phillies 2 years ago.
You led massive collapses in 18, 19, 20, and 21. What are you talking about? Massive.
Yeah, that's the ancient past. So I'm not talking about big, real big games, not fake Phillies big games.
And my second question here before we let you go is that, I mean, Glenn was famous for holding you accountable with the nonsense takes that you'd have throughout the week. Who's going to hold you accountable and rip you for the opinions that you had on the station all week?
Well, no one. That's the beauty of now me being in that chair. But no, actually, we'll just enhance the silly and crazy opinions we hear all week. We'll bring them back up for Sunday and rev everyone up for the game.
Wait a minute, who was holding Glenn accountable, by the way? Glenn's holding everybody else accountable. Jeez.
I know.
All right. Well, congratulations, Joe. Starts tomorrow, 11 a.m. with the final preseason game, and we look forward to hearing your big game voice and you keeping all the mouths fed.
Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. Thank you.
There
all right,
it is.
Brother. See you tomorrow.
Joe Giglio. There we go.
I really am looking forward to that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am. I am. You know, Glenn did such a great job for over a decade and a half. I think we did 16 or 17 years of it.
Wow.
Doing the pregame show. And obviously, those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
That Joe Giglio has to fill of G-Max. But I think some of our the youthfulness and, you know, we have a lot of back and forth.
You know? You and Joe.
Yeah. Well, and all of us. Yeah. Elliot
absolutely.
In there. So, yeah, you throw us all in there. Then throw your dad in there.
Yep.
And there's – I hope Joe knows what he's gotten himself into.
Oh, yeah. Do you think there's a segment tomorrow just because it's preseason on Back to the Future? Get everyone's take. Get everyone's take.
I N C.
Wow! I can't believe you were doing that. All right, the Mount Rushmore, by the way, was presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, brother?
OG,
listen. I'm listening to you guys whine and cry about the Phillies.
Yes.
They're going to be okay, Jeff.
No, they're not.
They're going to be okay. They're not done. They just need a little. And I try to give y'all some insider stuff. Y'all disrespected me. I told y'all I knew why the thing was down and why they were doing that. But y'all didn't want to listen to me. You know, it's just a chemistry thing, man. These guys are, you know, they're like, when you're getting this kind of money, you got to control these egos, man, because these guys got the money, so it ain't about the money. It's egos. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I digress. I'm going to leave this one alone. I'm going to just let y'all ride this one on in. But I do want to talk to you about the new guy, Dotson, that we have.
Okay.
I believe that if you putting him in Quez Watkins' spot, and I always told y'all for years, I've been telling y'all that Quez Watkins got SPD. Scared to death. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Every time he caught the ball, where did he go? Straight to the sideline. Okay? Now, if you look at it realistically, we could have won a Super Bowl. This past Super Bowl that we was in, had Quez Watkins makes that catch, we going to halftime up 14 instead of 10. I know this. Dotson probably does not drop that ball or don't make that catch. He makes that catch. You go to the game that we were undefeated in the Washington, the Redskins, or the Commanders game, okay, where Quez Watkins jumped for a ball he didn't have to jump for, fell down, got up and fumbled the ball. That gave us our first loss of the season, and, you know, whatever happens after that. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to get volume catches and yards from him. But it's those moments there that I believe that this young kid would actually flourish in over what we were doing with Quez Watkins. So that being said, it just makes us that more better in terms of our offensive output, because if you look at it, there was a lot of times last year where we was running them vertical routes, nobody couldn't get open. You know what I'm saying? So this is where you get that little in-the-middle stuff, because Watkins was scared to go in the middle. So, you know, and he was obviously the coach is one of his favorites, you know. I don't know why, but that's just how it worked out, you know.
I
think that
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And then I just want to say this about Chuck. That's my dude. But, dude, you can't go in on Kim Kardashian. She's family.
She is family.
There you go. Yeah.
She's family. And
you hated Carson.
Hold on. What do you mean? She's family from the show standpoint.
Show family.
Gotcha.
And I finally got her over on the Duke side.
Yeah.
You want to run her off now? I mean, come on, Chuck, man.
No, you're right.
Get your act together, man.
OG, is this your attempt to get into the league?
Man, I'm to be grandfathered in this damn league. What the hell are you talking about, attempt?
He's a disaster in fantasy.
Damn league. What the hell you talking about, attempt? Let me not be in it. I'll stare that whole day. I come up in there with some fire. You get some gun smoke up in that joint. Let me not be in the damn league. How are you talking about that?
Well, was he in the league last year?
No, it was 2 years ago, and he almost.
No, you can't.
He's eligible.
Twice in a row.
But do you actually?
He actually, the year he was in it, he got the first pick somehow.
And he took
Jalen.
He took Jalen.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. Yeah.
And then the other thing is, too, I can't get my name on this damn show. You better believe I'm in this damn fantasy thing.
Your name on the show, you don't even work here.
Oh, I do. I ain't getting paid, but damn it, I'm working.
And OG, about Dotson.
Do you actually want to be in the league or no, Ro? Should we take this seriously?
Of course he does.
All right.
All right. You're
and he's actually eligible.
Yeah, he's eligible.
You're registered. You're registered.
Yeah, but only you allowed it at the draft, okay?
Well, you're telling him no.
Well,
no helper?
I know who's usually along with him. Okay. Yeah, and this is one man and one man only.
All right. You know the thing? I'm letting that go.
Yes.
The thing you said about Dotson, I agree. I heard so many people. Here's what I agree.
Why is everybody down on Dotson?
No. Here's what I agree and disagree.
He's a dog.
Here's what I agree and disagree. I agree with him saying that everyone complained last year about Quez Watkins. Mm-hmm. I don't think the third wide receiver slot is something that you can just say doesn't matter because we have these other good guys. You know, they're going to try to stop the other good guys. So it would be good if the third wide receiver was good.
Yep.
He's counting. The only thing that I would argue about with OG, he's like, well, I know he's going to make these catches. Well, I mean, you just had the team that drafted him 2 years ago give up on him for essentially not even a third because they gave up a fifth, too. So, you know, for a mid-round draft pick. I hope he's obviously talented. He obviously has the ability to do it. Mm-hmm. But is he going to – whatever was going wrong in Washington, the real question is he going to redirect whatever that energy was here?
I hope he is. I'm telling you, Spike, I wholeheartedly believe this. And maybe I am saying this because he's on the Eagles now. But I liked him as a young player down there for Washington. His rookie year, he scored 7 touchdowns. So he certainly has been productive. I think it's a case of being in a culture that he sort of had grown tired of. A new regime has come in. He's not their draft pick, so they're making him earn it versus treating him like a former number one overall pick where he feels like he shouldn't have to go out there and compete against certain guys. I think coming here, he gets a reset. He gets to play Washington twice a year to show them that they made a mistake. So they're going to see that. And he's here with Saquon. They're already linked up on Twitter, welcoming each other here. You got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Hurts as his quarterback. Like, he is about to be a part of something that could be special this year. And he doesn't know where this could take him in the future. So he's actually getting an opportunity to get a restart on his career and be a part of something that Washington is in a rebuilding mode. They're not going to be at the Eagles level for another 2 years. So I think he comes here rejuvenated, and I think his attitude is different. He's only going to get 3 or 4 opportunities a game.
Yep.
He needs to make the most of those 3 or 4 opportunities he gets.
Well, that's the thing that he's going to have to accept is that, you know, here, as far as mouths to feed,
you might be fourth or fifth. Yes.
You know, like, you're behind AJ, you're behind Devontae, you're behind Saquon, you're behind Goddard. You know, depending on the play.
Yeah. So
that's the other thing, you know.
He has to accept that.
He has to accept that.
Yep.
Brandon in King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
B in the KOP.
Oh, what's going on? Long time no talk.
What's up, B?
Listen, I'm going to give a Phillies point, and I would love to be in your draft. It's terrible I'm going behind OG Wade because he should be grandfathered in.
All right.
This is our year, right? And the next year the Braves aren't going to have this many injuries. Like, if these guys don't get their head out of their rear end, it's going to be a waste of a season. Now, I should be in the fantasy league. I am a new Philadelphia fan, right? I've been a fan for about 4 or 5 years. Now, I've made a mistake in my fandom before, and I'm going to own up to my mistake.
It's about time.
Okay, listen, here I am, and I will make a guarantee following my mistake if I am put in the fantasy draft. Okay? My sister-in-law made me a shirt that said Godfather, and it had a Buccaneers. It was on a Buccaneers jersey. Okay? Now, I will not put up a gift from my sister-in-law that says Godfather. It does not make any sense to me. But, okay, if I am put in the fantasy league, I will bring a Tom Brady jersey to the draft party, cut it up, and completely commit myself to any Philadelphia team. Now, we've gone back and forth, Jack Fritz. You rode me for a long time about this.
Pause.
Okay, so I took a break. I took a step back. Okay?
It's a good pause.
Listen, I need to be in this fantasy league. Plus, I will cook every single one of you guys in fantasy. Okay, I'm a pretty nasty at it. Okay,
well.
And I'm going to end it with this. I'm going to end it with this. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles! Go Birds!
All right, Brandon, you're on the list.
It.
How do you think his E was there?
Pretty
you're
good.
A big E guy.
You have the like the long E.
Yeah, the elongated E.
Yeah.
The deep, again, it's a deep E.
Yeah. Does Gilio have that kind of E?
That's my question.
Yeah. I don't think Gilio has that E.
Like, E! Come on, man. There's no depth.
Come on, man.
Going to Gilio.
A little more credit than
the guy just doesn't want anyone else. You get only child Fritz here, not wanting Gilio to get any shine.
Guy basically developed you on the night show.
Yep. There's no Gilio. There's no Fritz.
I think I developed him. But regardless. So being KOP, for those that are not aware, after the Eagles lost to the Buccaneers last year, he was seen through various reports, wearing a Buccaneers jersey the next weekend.
He's a Buccaneers fan.
Oh.
But he's an Eagles fan. He's trying, he's Eagles, Eagles.
He doesn't want to admit that he's a Buccaneers fan.
Like, he's a chesty Eagles fan, one of those annoying ones. And then the second that they lost, he's putting on a Bucs jersey because he's from Florida.
Yes.
I know. It's a lot to deal with, a lot of things. And the second thing before we go to break is that we got to pour one out for Joe in the Northeast, Cal Stevenson's dad.
Oh.
Cal Stevenson got sent down.
No.
Oh.
Austin Hayes is back, baby.
Oh, well, I'm glad Austin Hayes is back.
Hayes is back.
But Cal Stevenson was going to save the season,
man,
if they just
needed
played
a couple
more
opportunities.
Yep. Oh, poor Joe from the Northeast. Do we give him a pity spot in the fantasy league?
No, I can't have that. He's going to try to draft Cal Stevenson.
I don't know about this Brandon Florida guy.
No, I know. He's tough.
Well, I'll dedicate myself to Philly if you give me something. This goes the other way, bro. You should have already cut up the jersey. You should have already committed yourself.
You should have spit on it when they gave you the jersey.
Yeah, light it on fire in a safe way.
Say, I'm pissed.
Yeah. All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's. The perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack for this weekend's Eagles game. It's the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.